You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Andrew Pasquini. Andrew is the co-host of the Spread Right Option podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting San Francisco 49ers content. We discuss the 49ers game against the Jaguars. Also, we talk 49ers offensive defense. We talk Jimmy Garoppolo, Coach Kyle Shanahan, San Francisco's next game against the Vikings, and also we talk about Thanksgiving in the Bay Area. Andrew is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Mix things up with our boneless wings in any of our 11 mouth-watering flavors, like zesty lemon pepper or sweet and spicy Korean Q. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic, go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Jewel Osco for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.
For 40 years, Michael Myers has haunted this town. He is the essence of evil, and evil dies tonight.
Halloween Kills, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters and streaming only on Peacock now.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless, go classic. Go lemon pepper or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/foryou for program details.
At 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, our comfort specialist can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1hourair.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay
time. Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Here's the only sound that's tolerable when a migraine attack strikes. Nurtec ODT Remezepan 75 milligrams can provide migraine pain relief, which can help break the silence. Nurtec is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines in adults. Don't take if you're allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety, prescribing, and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Randall's for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Randalls For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randalls Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details. You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Albertsons For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Albertsons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit albertsons.com/foryou for program details.
Wow, I've got a whole 5 minutes before my next call. What should I do? Grab a snack? Nah. Text with Mom? That's more than a five-minute proposition. I have been looking at getting a new bank account. Is that even possible?
Can't believe you have extra time? You won't believe what you can do with it. Open a Regions checking account online in as little as 5 minutes. Then enjoy award-winning service and banking tools and tech that help you live in the moment. Learn more at regions.com/liveinthemoment. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
On a second down 10, Sermon and Samuel in the backfield. It's a give to Debo Samuel, and he's gliding his way all the way into the end zone, and that's a 49er touchdown. Debo Samuel.
George Kittle here. He's going to have a key block, but keep your eye on Shaquille Griffin right here. He's the one who slips, so you've got run support. Lakin Tomlinson, great job pulling out 75, gets the big block. I know you want to be outside to protect from anything getting to the edge, but just, kind of a bad job of run support by Shaquille Griffin. You can't let Debo Samuel have that.
Is Kittle your guy? This is Debo Samuel. From the pocket, end zone throw, touchdown, Brandon Ayuk. I guess he was another option we couldn't get to.
Kind of a nice route right here because you think he's going to cross the field. One of those shallow crossing routes you're going to mix, kind of challenge guys in their coverage. But Brandon Ayuk is out here. Watch, he's going to come down low, but then he's going to gain as he gets vertical right through there. And he gets dropped in coverage just for a second. And there's Daniel Thomas just a little bit late getting over.
Garoppolo fires into the end zone, and that's a touchdown, 49ers. George Kittle.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Football League and Fox Sports. That was the San Francisco 49ers in action in a win over the Jacksonville Jaguars back in Week 11. That was Debo Samuel scoring a rushing touchdown, and then 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo throwing touchdown passes to Brandon Ayuk and, of course, the all-world tight end George Kittle. To talk more about this game as well as stuff, other things happening with the 49ers, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is the co-host of the Spread Right Option podcast, which is the podcast dedicated to all things related to the San Francisco 49ers, Andrew Pasquini. Andrew, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thank you, Ed, for having me on. Very much. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's get right to it. Andrew, what were your takeaways from the 49ers' victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars?
You know, it was about – we can't say it was what was expected from the 49ers because they've had their issues all season. The game that really made me think of the Jaguar game, entering it at least, was the Lions, a team the Niners should have easily beaten, and they did for three quarters. The Lions came back and, you know, made it a little more interesting at the end. That was my biggest fear with this game against the Jaguars. But really my biggest takeaway is Kyle Shanahan is back. There was a lot of questions with the way he was calling games. It's really started with the game in Arizona, the Trey Lance start. The way he used Trey Lance and all that stuff, a lot of QB powers, not a lot of creativity. It leaked into Indianapolis. They beat the Bears. And then they lose to the Cardinals again against Colt McCoy. There was a lot of hot questions with Shanahan, whether or not, you know, he still had it offensively. And really all it took was the Niners going back to the basics, running the ball, running the ball, running the ball. You saw it against the Rams. who decided not to try and stop it very much in that Monday night game when they, you know, the Rams lose 31-10. And Shanahan went back to it again against the Jaguars. I believe they had like a 42-22 run run-pass differential. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And the Niners ran the ball very well, namely because of Deebo Samuel. You know, Jeff Wilson didn't have his best game. 19 carries for 50 yards. Trey Sermon was okay as well. Deebo Samuel really carried the load, but it wasn't necessarily about the quality of the runs. It was more the quantity of the runs. Really what they've done, and the reason Jimmy Garoppolo has looked so well the past 4 weeks, is they've limited what he's been doing. They've kind of stripped down the offense again like they did in 2019. Garoppolo's not turning the ball over because he's not getting as many opportunities, and the Niners have been running the ball consistently well. So, yeah, I would say my biggest takeaway for that game was Kyle Shanahan is all the way back.
Yeah, indeed he is all the way back in the 49ers. Again, as you mentioned, winning the game back in Week 10 on Monday night against the Los Angeles Rams, and they're currently on a two-game winning streak when they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-10 in Week 11. I want to get more now into the 49ers' offense in this game and the running game. You mentioned Jeff Wilson, statistically not his best performance, only 19 carries for 50 yards, and Trey Sermon only 10 carries for 32 yards. We're going to get into Deebo and the receiving core in just a little bit, but just give me your takeaways from Jeff and Trey in this game.
Yeah, I mean, the Jaguars did a pretty good job against them. They just couldn't get anything going. But as I said, it really, for some, whatever reason, it doesn't matter how well the Niners run the ball. If they just run the ball, it gets – because the Niners offense has a reputation of being able to run the ball well. And you've got to think at some point, if they're running the ball 42 times, there's going to be some success. And so defenses are going to start coming up on it, and that's where Garoppolo really opens up. I think the biggest takeaway from the run game on Sunday with just Wilson, just looking at Wilson and Sermon, is this offense really misses Elijah Mitchell. And Mitchell, he was the sixth-round pick for the Niners. He's looked really good all season. He's had three games of 100 yards rushing. He almost did it against the Rams with 91. And to me, it's I don't want to say it's a concern because it's only been 2 weeks without Elijah Mitchell. But Jeff Wilson, you know, he's coming back from an injury. He was just activated off the PUP list a couple weeks ago. He's only had 29 carries for 78 yards in his two games back. You expect that to raise up a bit. The biggest concern for me as well is just with Trey Sermon. The Niners traded up into the, I believe, the second or third round to get him. And he has 40 carries on the season. He hasn't been used too much. And I don't know what that means for the offense because obviously Kyle Shanahan has learned to lean on the sixth-round pick in Mitchell more than what they traded up to get with the third-round pick. The run game has been a little auspicious for the Niners, but as I said, I think it's more quantity over quality, if that makes any sense.
Well, it makes a whole lot of sense with what you mentioned with the quantity over quality in the running game. And, man, before he came down with the injury, Elijah Mitchell, man, playing very well and, you know, gives the 49ers an extra boost to that running game. We'll get more into him, and he's been dealing with a finger injury. But I want to get now to the receiving core, and the receiving core led by Deebo Samuel. Deebo had eight carries for 79 yards and a touchdown, and he only had one catch for 15 yards. But again, as you said, Andrew, again, it's quantity over quality in the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan. They always make the offense work regardless of the situation. So Deebo did his thing. Brandon Ayuk, seven catches for 85 yards and a touchdown. And, of course, George Kittle, we know about him. He had four catches for 34 yards and a touchdown. I want to get to Deebo for a second. Deebo Samuel, he went off in the Monday night game against the Rams, and then he had a nice performance against the Jaguars in Week 11. Just give me your thoughts on Deebo's performance in the game against Jacksonville and his performance so far this season.
You know, maybe I'm a little biased because I watch the 49ers a lot, and I think a large part of this opinion I'm going to share has to do with no quarterback has really dominated. We're used to seeing a quarterback at this point, you know, kind of be the head and shoulders guy in the MVP race. Deebo Samuel needs to have his name mentioned in this MVP race whenever the conversation really picks up, because I know it's only week 12. We still have 6 weeks left in the season. We'll see what happens. But calling Deebo Samuel a wide receiver at this point is almost disrespectful, especially with the way the last 2 weeks have gone. Kyle Shanahan has used him as an offensive weapon. He fell short. We were looking forward to the game on Sunday because he was about, I think it was 21 yards away from 1,000 yards, which is a very big deal for 49 receivers. The Niners haven't had a wide receiver with 1,000 yards receiving in a season since Anquan Boldin. So that's a pretty long time. But what we've seen Shanahan do the past couple weeks is use Deebo Samuel in the run game. And it's not the normal ways you see, you know, offenses get receivers in the run game going. It's not in the rounds. It's not anything like that. It's straight up. He's in the backfield as a running back. He has 2 rushing touchdowns the past 2 weeks, 3 rushing touchdowns on the season. So just calling him a receiver, he's an offensive weapon at this point. Kyle Shanahan is using him in very creative ways. If we're just looking at what he's been as a receiver, he has been nothing short of phenomenal. I mean, the best thing about the 49ers offense, and I know Garoppolo gets, you know, a lot of flack for being a safer quarterback. Niners receivers are very good in space. Short routes, get them in space, let them run. And Deebo Samuel is the perfect example of that. I mean, he has 4 games of 100 yards or more, 3 of 150 more. If he gets just a little bit of space, and it's a big reason why they use him in the run game as much, because his best ability is running in space. And he has shown that game in and game out. And really, to me, the game on Sunday – might have been one of his most impressive games of the season, even though he's had 4 games of 100-plus yards, because he wasn't able to make an impact in the receiving game. As you said, 1 reception, 15 yards. So where does he impact the game? He just averages 10 yards a carry on the run. That's all he does. So really, Deebo Samuel, offensive weapon, he's a total package. Let's get his name in the MVP candidacy at some point.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm with you on that one, Andrew. I mean, again, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers are some of the guys that are being mentioned in the MVP race, and you could put Kyler Murray in there as well. But let's put Deebo Samuel in the mix as well, because he's so unique in that 49er offense where it's almost like a plug-and-play type of situation. So definitely big ups to Deebo as well. And I want to talk now about Brandon Ayuk. This is his second year in the league in this game against Jacksonville, 7 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Just give me your take on his performance against the Jaguars and his performance so far this season.
Well, this is what we pictured the 49ers offense to be in 2021. If Deebo Samuel isn't going to make an appearance in the passing game, you have Brandon Ayuk to fall on. And he's showing why the Niners traded up to get him last year. 7 receptions on 7 targets, 85 yards and a touchdown. He's such a physical specimen for how small he is. He's not necessarily the tallest guy, 6 feet tall. There's taller receivers. But his catch radius is insane. He's stronger than he looks. I mean, he has the tools to be a true number one receiver in the NFL. And I know all 32 teams have a number one receiver, but we're talking about true number one receivers, you know, the Devontae Adams types. Brandon Ayuk has that skill set. Now, the question is, earlier in the season, what were they doing with him? Because he was not used in week 1, only had 2 targets in week 2, didn't really get a lot of action for whatever reason. People thought he may have been hurt. People thought he might have been in the dreaded Shanahan doghouse. But the past 4 weeks, he's been a big part. I mean, I just don't think it's a coincidence that Deebo Samuel starts getting used creatively the past 4 weeks. Brandon Ayuk sees 26 targets. George Kittle's getting – and I know we'll talk about Kittle here in a minute. Kittle's getting used more on the offense. And now all of a sudden the Niners' offense is humming, winning 3 of 4. Brandon Ayuk has been a large part of that. They're using him more and more every week, and he's showing why he was considered one of the better rookie receivers last season.
Yeah, rightfully so. And then, of course, somebody that's really, I mean, we mentioned Deebo, and, of course, we talked about Brandon, and we've got to talk about George Kittle. You know, when we talk about premier tight ends in the league, you have Travis Kelce, Rob Gronkowski. Of course, there's Darren Waller. and you've also got – you could put Jared Cook in the mix as well, Hunter Henry, and then you've got George Kittle. I mean, George, you could see the effects of when he was out with the injury, Andrew, that they missed – the 49ers really missed him a lot, and they're happy to have him back. And George had a solid game against the Jaguars, 4 catches for 34 yards and a touchdown. Just give me your take on George's performance against Jacksonville and overall his season so far.
Yeah, he's we talk about Debo, we talk about Ayuk, but when he's on the field, he's the Niners' best weapon. Just for what he does in both the pass and the run game. And they're using him more and more in the – he's really proved to be the biggest red zone threat. He has 3 targets in the red zone this season for 3 touchdowns. So the way they've been using him has been very it's been sporadic in the red zone, but he's really what we think he is in the pass game. Unfortunately, he misses 3 games because of injury, but he comes back, and you instantly see the difference in the offense. And when he's healthy, there's a reason he's up there with or with the conversation of Travis Kelce and Rob Gronkowski, now that Gronkowski's back. Not just in the pass game, but his ability to run block. And as everything's been coming together the last 4 weeks for the Niners. It's really – I don't know if I've made that obvious. I've mentioned the last 4 weeks because all these things have been clicking, and part of it as well is Kittle coming back. He comes back against Arizona, and they do lose that game, but he gets 8 targets, 6 receptions, 101 yards, a touchdown. Then the Rams last week, he gets 5 more receptions for a touchdown. This week he gets 4. The way they're using him – both in the pass game and the run game is why this offense is clicking. There's a lot of reasons this offense is clicking at this point. And you could really put small percentage points on each reason. I would say Kittle gets more – he deserves more credit for what this offense is, because while he hasn't been stuffing the stat sheet like a Ayuk or like a Debo Samuel, a lot of what he does you don't see because, I mean, I don't know if you saw the play against the Rams on a run play. He pancaked Von Miller. So things like that, little things like that, he does week in and week out that don't show up on the stat sheet. But at the same time, what he does that shows up on the stat sheet is very impressive. So George Kittle has been a huge boost for this offense. And if he can stay healthy the rest of the season, that's going to be huge for the 49ers.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really huge. And, I mean, George Kittle is just about as tough as they come as one of the premier tight ends in the NFL. All right, I want to get now to the other side of the ball, and that's the defense. And again, we know the Niners, they bring the heat on the defensive side. Nick Bosa, oh my, he had 3 tackles in this game against Jacksonville, and he had 2 sacks. I mean, what can you say about Nick? We know about the pedigree that his brother Joey brings, but Nick is definitely no small potatoes in his own right. Just give me your thoughts on his play in the game against Jacksonville and his performance overall this year.
Yeah, let's just be honest. The Jaguars aren't very good, right? They're not a very good football team. They're developing a quarterback with no offensive line and no receiver help. This felt like a big Nick Bosa game just based off that fact, and that's what we got. 2 sacks. He was 3 quarterback hits. He was in the backfield all game. And things Niner fans like to point out, too, is he's finally getting some holding calls as well because Niner fans have – I've noticed he gets held quite a bit at the line. They're finally calling it. Might be helping, might not. But, yeah, the scary thing is about Nick Bosa. It's his rookie season. He had 9 sacks. He's already got 10 halfway through the season. And this is coming off of a torn ACL. What he has been for this Niners, because the Niners pass rush hasn't been what they expected this year. D Ford's been hurt once again, unfortunately. Something Niner fans have gotten used to. One of their bigger free agent signings, Samson Ebukam, he hasn't been great. Eric Armstead's been very good, but they need to use him more on the defensive tackle spot than the edge rush. And they've been trying to do that by moving Bosa actually to the right side of the offense and having Eric Armstead next to him on that side, which probably has helped Nick Bosa because those are the 49ers' 2 best pass rushers right now. But Nick Bosa, I mean, he's really, let's say against another poor offensive line team in Seattle in a couple or 2 weeks, he gets a 3-sack, 3.5-sack game. We could be talking about Michael Strahan's sack record falling. I believe that's at 22, the one he broke way back when he got the fake sack on Brett Favre. We could be having that conversation if Nick Bosa has a game where he gets, you know, 3-4 sacks where he just really blows it out of the water. And what he's done this year, there's no reason not to believe he's going to have a game like that. So, really, the thing that should scare the NFL the most is this is a second – I'm going to call him a second-year Nick Bosa because he misses last year because of the ACL. But he's coming off the torn ACL looking stronger. What does that mean for the NFL in 2022 when he has a second consecutive healthy year, and then the year after that, and so on and so forth? But if we're just focusing on what he's been in 2021, he's been what the Niners have expected him to be, if not even more. And he's probably been the best player on the 49ers, maybe other than Trent Williams.
All right, and then I want to get now to another guy that has been an impact player on the defensive side, Fred Warner. Fred had four tackles in this game against Jacksonville. Fred was rewarded during the offseason with a big contract extension. Just give me your thoughts on Fred's play against the Jaguars and his season so far.
Yeah, he's had a very up and down season, unfortunately, especially coming off the extension. People were hoping for big things for him. And it's not that he's been bad. It's just he hasn't been what 49er fans have expected. He has 89 tackles this season, which is what we're used to with him. But the big thing for him is he hasn't been great in the pass defense. And maybe that has something to do with Dre Greenlaw being hurt because he's been gone since week one. Dre Greenlaw excels in pass defense, which may help Fred Warner. But Fred Warner's really picked it up the past couple weeks. 13 tackles against Arizona, 8 tackles against the Rams, 7 tackles against the Jaguars. He's slowly getting there. Really, a lot of these pieces are starting to peak at the right time for the 49ers. Fred Warner has been able to put together 3 or 4 good games in a row now, and what we're expecting from him is slowly getting there. Unfortunately, it's taken 11 weeks to get to this point because, as I said, he had a pretty slow start to the season. He only has 4 tackles for loss. He hasn't made a huge impact in the pass defense. What he has brought, though, is that energy. The Niners' defense, they weren't great early on in the season. They gave up 30 to the Colts in a rainy game, 28 to the Seahawks, things like that, 33 to the Lions in week one. But they're slowly but surely coming together, especially the last 2 weeks. I know Jacksonville's not the best offensively, but 10 against the Rams. The defense, a big part of it is it's Fred Warner's leadership, along with Jimmy Ward's leadership, because Jimmy Ward, what he's done defensively as well, has been very good for the 49ers, not just on the field, but off of it. Fred Warner, he's starting to bounce back, and that's what the Niners defense has needed.
Yeah, and that was going to be the next gentleman I was going to mention. That's Jimmy Ward. The 49ers have been banged up in the secondary for much of the year, including with the injury to Richard Sherman. But Jimmy has stepped up in a major way as well. He had 2 tackles against the Jaguars with the 49ers in that victory. And, of course, Jimmy received a contract extension last year to stay with the 49ers. Just give me your thoughts on Jimmy's play against the Jaguars and his play so far in this 2021 season.
Yeah, the thing with the 49ers' safety, both Jimmy Ward and Jaquiski Tartt, is their stats don't jump off the page. They don't intercept the ball a lot. Look at Jimmy Ward, for example. He had 2 interceptions entering week 10 this season in his career. That's a 7-year career, 2 interceptions. He doubles that total against the Rams. He has 2 against the Rams. What Jimmy Ward and alongside him, Jaquiski Tartt, and safety duo they've had for 7-8 years now, is they don't allow big plays over the top. And it's something that doesn't get noticed unless, you're watching the tape, watching the film, things like that, because that's not something that pops up on the stat sheet. The Niners, their defense has not allowed a lot of big plays, and a big reason for that has been Jimmy Ward. He's all over the place. He's very versatile. They sometimes slide him into the slot to cover the slot receiver if, they're facing 4 receiver sets. But also, the game against the Rams, Fred Warner mentioned it. Jimmy Ward called for a players-only meeting for the defense. He took control of the defense, and the Niners have allowed 20 points combined the last 2 weeks. Same thing I said for Fred Warner is, he's a leader in this locker room, And Jimmy Ward, while the numbers don't show it, he's sneakily a top five safety. You know, I mean, if we're talking about, you know, not an apples-to-apples comparison, but if we talk about how Jamal Adams is a top-tier safety in the NFL with his poor interception numbers, we need to look at Jimmy Ward in the same light because his interception numbers aren't there, but his coverage skills are much better than Jamal Adams. So, like, obviously – I'm starting a 49er Seahawk thing here, right? Because that's what we do here in Santa Clara and the Bay Area. But if Jamal Adams gets that type of talk, Jimmy Ward needs to be right next to him because he what he does in the coverage that doesn't show up on the stat sheet is huge for the 49ers. Him alongside Jaquan Tart.
All right, and then I want to move back to the offensive side of the ball and to talk a little bit about Jimmy Garoppolo. And this year's draft, Andrew, we saw that the 49ers drafted Trey Lance. Trey Lance is the dual-threat quarterback out of North Dakota State. There were a lot of questions, not just amongst 49er fans, but amongst football fans, as to why the 49ers would make such a bold move and draft Trey Lance. We've seen glimpses of him this year. He came down with a knee injury, but Jimmy G, since he's come back from his injury, starting to put it together, trying to become solid again. Give me your thoughts on Jimmy's play against Jacksonville and his play since we're coming back from the injury.
Yeah, so the big thing, it's apparent at this point in the season with the way Trey Lance has been used, just to address the Trey Lance part, is he's obviously a piece for the future for the 49ers at this point. And there's a lot of questions about that trade now, just the way they've used Trey Lance. It seems that Kyle Shanahan didn't want to have a situation where Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt and he has to roll C.J. Beathard out there, Nick Mullins, and nothing against those two. They're just not NFL quarterbacks. You know, C.J. Beathard, the backup down in Jacksonville. Nick Mullins is in the practice squad, I believe, in Philadelphia right now. So for 2021, I think the reason they move up and get Trey Lance is just a little bit more security in the quarterback room. Now, is that worth the three first-round picks they moved up to get? I don't know. We'll see what the future holds for Trey Lance. In terms of Jimmy Garoppolo, the Niners were using him maybe too much the first few weeks of the season. I mean, you look at his pass total numbers, 25 in week one. He had 30 passes against the Eagles, 40 against the Packers. These are high numbers for Jimmy Garoppolo. Now the last 2 weeks, 19 and 22, because of the run game. And the key is with Jimmy Garoppolo is minimizing him is maximizing him. He is mistake prone. He does have what I call oh no no throws, where he throws to a linebacker, he doesn't see, gets intercepted. So what's Kyle Shanahan doing? He's running the ball a lot more. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to see a 40 pass game unless they fall behind, you know, by three scores in the first half, things like that, out of their control. But Jimmy Garoppolo has been very good the past 4 weeks. He was very slow to start the season. He comes back against Indianapolis. He throws two interceptions. That was in a very heavy rainstorm, so I'm not going to throw too much on him on that. But the last 4 weeks, he's had a quarterback rating of 113, six touchdowns and one interception. He's near 70% completion percentage. This is a Jimmy Garoppolo the 49ers need, one that's not making mistakes and one who's making good decisions. And obviously the physical side sometimes still struggles. I mean, there was the throw in the first quarter on that 20-play drive in Jacksonville where Jeff Wilson had nobody within 10, 15 yards of him, and Garoppolo had all the time in the world. He sets his feet, fires the ball, and misses him by 3 yards. Garoppolo does that every so often. But he's not forcing throws into coverage. He's looking more mobile, and now he's 3 years removed of the torn ACL. He obviously looks healthier than last year because I think the Niners rushed him back last year because they didn't want to have to deal with Beathard and Mullins again. And that lack of mobility really hurt him last year when he was on the field and ended up shutting down his season. This year he looks pretty healthy. He looks pretty healthy. And in the past month, the way Kyle Shanahan has used him, I just don't think it's a coincidence they're 3-4 in the past 4 weeks.
All right. I want to stay just with the quarterback situation for a moment. What were your thoughts where were you when you heard that the 49ers had drafted Trey Lance, and what were your thoughts?
If we rewind back to April, you know, I was doing a live podcast with my co-host Jason Aponte on the Spread Right Option podcast, and really the thought at that time was, you know, they traded up all this draft capital to go get Trey Lance. He's going to be the guy. Jimmy Garoppolo has a $26 million cap hit. They're likely to move off of Garoppolo at this point now because you don't trade all these assets. Obviously, that's not the case. There's a reason Shanahan has kept Jimmy Garoppolo. I think a big thing for him is he feels the most comfortable with Jimmy Garoppolo running the offense at this point in time. And I think it's a little concerning, and I don't want to raise red flags too early on Trey Lance because he's 11 years into his rookie season. The biggest concern for me with Trey Lance right now is they don't use him. There's a very famous quote that I believe John Lynch said after the draft was made is when Kyle Shanahan went out and met with Justin Fields, another potential pick at the third pick, he took the flight back home and he was drawing up plays for Trey Lance. Where are those plays? Because Trey Lance hasn't seen the field since his game in Arizona. And, I mean, he hasn't really been used as a gadget player since the Packers game. He had a touchdown at the end of the first half. They ran a run play with him, gets in the end zone when they needed it. And since then, he hasn't been used. So while the move made sense at the time, And obviously, it's way too early to rule anything about Trey Lance because he still has 4 years left on his rookie deal. But got to start questioning what they're going to do with Trey Lance in terms of 2021, because that's a lot of draft capital just to have a guy sit for an entire season and not even use him in ways that you could use him in. Because the Niners, they have a very good run game. We have talked about that. And Trey Lance can only make that better because you're adding a weapon in the backfield if he's taking snaps. But it doesn't seem like Kyle Shanahan's interested in that. So whether it's he just feels good with Garoppolo or maybe he just feels Lance isn't ready, I don't know what it is. But it's interesting to see the way they've used him after moving up with all those picks to get him.
Yeah, that seems very strange right there because, you said it, Andrew, they gave up the house basically to get Trey Lance. So it's going to be interesting moving forward how they're going to use him. And, of course, you know, like you said, Coach Shanahan is still committed to using Jimmy G as his quarterback. And let's talk now about head coach Kyle Shanahan. His first year with the 49ers in 2017, 6-10, 2018, 4-12. Of course, 2019 was the year of the Super Bowl, losing to Kansas City, but they went 13-3. Last year was the year of the pandemic. They went 6-10, and now at the moment they sit with a record of 5-5. I want to ask you, how long do you think Kyle Shanahan will be the head coach of the 49ers, and do you think that John Lynch and Jed York and the rest of the management, they still have confidence in him to be the head coach of the 49ers?
Yeah, they just gave him a 6-year extension, before the 2020 season. So I believe he's tied up until 2025. So the vote of confidence is there. And Kyle Shanahan has been in such an interesting place with San Francisco. You know, you mentioned 2017, he has Brian Hoyer as a starting quarterback, right? And obviously that's not a recipe for success. The Niners struggle in that year. 2018, you have Jimmy Garoppolo. They're 6-10 in 2017. He gets hurt. So now you have Kyle Shanahan with C.J. Beathard, who turned into Nick Mullins. And you're not going to win very many games with those two quarterbacks. 2019 happens. Super Bowl contenders probably should have won that Super Bowl. I still don't like to talk about a lot of scars from that game. they go into 2020, and kind of the same thing as 2018 happens. The injuries, all that stuff. But there was a lot of confidence in Kyle Shanahan because he won 6 games with a quarterback who is on a practice squad right now. And then he had to move on to the backup quarterback of the Jaguars right now, C.J. Beathard, and still won 6 games. The offensive play calling has always been there for Kyle Shanahan. But you make a good point. At some point, it has to be about winning. And there were questions early on in this season, especially when they start, you know, 3-5, 2-4, things like that. Is this really the guy? But Kyle Shanahan now has a built-in excuse to not be on the hot seat, and that's Trey Lance. He gets up, he gets, quote-unquote, his guy. You can't fire Kyle Shanahan or get rid of Kyle Shanahan due to lack of performance when he has his quarterback he is trying to develop in the waiting in the wings. I understand looking at Kyle Shanahan's win-loss record and saying, wow, he's not a good head coach. Why is he continually getting another chance? That makes sense. It's a little more complicated than that, and I wish it was more black and white, but it's so hard to judge how good his offense is when he's had two of his five seasons with backup quarterbacks, one of the seasons with a team that he adopted that had Brian. I know they had Colin Kaepernick, and of course, you know, you could look back at that and say, why did they cut him at that point? But they enter his first season with Brian Hoyer because of that choice. So, the first year you kind of got to throw out, but you almost have to throw out the 2018 and 2020 season because of the lack of a quarterback position. Kyle Shanahan's been a very interesting conversation to have for 49er fans, because especially you look at it, he holds out. He doesn't draft a Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson because he's holding out hope for Kirk Cousins to be a free agent. But then they end up getting Jimmy Garoppolo. So things like that, you can question his ability to judge a quarterback out of the draft. But he's shown time and time again why he's one of the better head coaches in the NFL. And I just don't see a world where Shanahan struggles. Let's say the Niners miss the playoffs this year and next. He'd probably be there one more year just to see if they could get it going. And then we could talk about it in 2023 if we're talking about a team that's missed the playoffs 4 years in a row off of a Super Bowl appearance.
Yeah, definitely interesting. Never a dull moment with Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. And speaking of not being a dull moment, the 49ers, they've got a big game coming up at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara against the Minnesota Vikings. And the Vikings coming off a huge win over their division rival, the Green Bay Packers, in the NFC North. I mean, Kirk Cousins, the jury has been out on him for much of his career, especially during his time in Minnesota. He was able to finish the game strong, and he put up over 340 yards in the game, but beating the Packers to go along with three touchdown passes. And the last time the 49ers and the Vikings played each other was in the playoffs back in the 2019 season. Of course, the 49ers beat the Vikings in the divisional round game, 27-10. All right, Andrew, so let's start off with the 49er defense. We know that the Vikings offense is loaded with Kirk Cousins, Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, and Adam Thielen. So in your opinion, what do the 49ers defense need to do to stop the Vikings offense?
Really, the answer for any 49ers questions on defense is how good the cornerbacks are going to hold up. You know what you're going to get out of the pass rush. The pass rush is going to be fine. Aziz Alshire and Fred Warner have been very good since they've been paired together since the Dre Greenlaw injury. Both, as we said earlier, Jaquiski Tartt, Jamie Ward have been fantastic at the safety position. The cornerback position has been the biggest question for the 49ers all year. They lose Jason Verrett in week one. They go out and sign Josh Norman. Josh Norman apparently has free reign because he hasn't been particularly good in coverage for the 49ers yet. He seems to start every week. Emmanuel Mosley's been fine. But then after that, you got K'Wan Williams in the slot. He's been fine as well. After that, the depth is very scary, right? Because D'Amador Lenore has shown flashes. He hasn't played much. Ambry Thomas hasn't been good when he's been on the field. The 49ers only have four interceptions this season. Kirk Cousins has only thrown two. That feels like a scary thing, because the Niners defense, they need to create turnovers to help the offense, because the offense, they take long drives. So if the defense can force the opposing team's drives to be shorter because of turnovers, then the offense is going to have all the time in the world they need to do what they need to do. So the key is going to be how the 49ers' secondary plays, how Josh Norman's going to deal with the receivers, Justin Jefferson. That feels like a matchup, you know, that Niner fans should not be excited for, just because Josh Norman hasn't been great for the 49ers, and Justin Jefferson's a very good receiving threat. Adam Thielen on the other side. This just feels like a team that, at least in the passing game, does well what the 49ers defense really struggles in, and that's having two good receivers. And so we'll see how that works. The Josh Norman, Justin Jefferson matchup is going to be a scary one for 49er fans. And we'll see what happens. We'll see how it works out. But that would be the matchups I would look at, is Kirk Cousins and the receivers against the Niners cornerbacks.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting matchup, right? I mean, every cornerback that has gone up against Justin Jefferson so far this year, he's made them pay with his speed, and his awareness is just unbelievable. And let's move along out to the other side of the ball with the 49ers offense. We've mentioned about the complex and the interesting offensive strategy that they have with the run first mentality, and of course with Jimmy G playing it safe. So I got to ask you, Andrew, what must the 49ers offense do to score points against a Viking defense that's been so-so this year?
Pretty much what they've done the last 2 weeks. Run the ball, win the time of possession battle, and minimize what Jimmy Garoppolo has to do. What the Niners offense is really predicated on is trying to get the opposing defense to fill the box to try and stop the run game, so then the pass game opens up. And that's really, as simple as it sounds, that's all the Niners offense has to do. It's been working the last 2 weeks. It worked well against the Bears. They did that as well. So running the ball and getting Deebo Samuel involved, it really comes down to what they've been doing and how it's been working. They don't need to get 4 or 5 yards a carry. They just need to show they're going to keep running the ball, and you're going to have to stop the run. And if they do that, that's when the Niners kind of rock you to sleep, and Jimmy Garoppolo throws one of his 10-yard in routes where Deebo Samuel breaks a tackle and runs for 15, 20 yards extra, or ideally gets a touchdown, things like that. So what I'm looking for the Niners, and hopefully Elijah Mitchell can play. The broken finger's kind of been up in the air. We'll see if he can play, but if he doesn't, it's going to be another interesting week to see how Kyle Shanahan involves Deebo Samuel. How many carries is he going to get? How quick is he going to pull Jeff Wilson if Wilson kind of has the same game he's had 2 weeks? Is he going to use Trey Sermon? I really think it's going to be another run first, make the game shorter for the Vikings offense, because that's going to make the Vikings offense have to be perfect. They're not going to be allowed to make mistakes if the Niners have, you know, a 9-minute drive to start the game and then go into the second quarter with a 7-minute drive, things like that. That's what the Niners have been excelling in the past 2 weeks, and they're 2-0 because of it.
All right, and the Minnesota Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers had their first meeting on October 15th, 1961, with the 49ers beating the Minnesota Vikings 38-24. So, again, the San Francisco leads the series 24-23-1. So, again, it's been some great games over the years, and this game is going to be great at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. You know, Andrew, we're on the heels of a Thanksgiving holiday, and I know every city and every region has their way of how they celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday. Just tell the listeners out there, like, how was Thanksgiving celebrated in the Bay Area?
Oh, I mean, for me personally, it's really about the 3 F's: family, food, and football. I don't really think there's any specific Bay Area tropes they do for Thanksgiving. For me personally, it's really about waking up at that 9:30 a.m. Lions game, watch the Lions struggle against whoever they're playing, because the Lions are never good. And then, you know, roll into that afternoon Cowboys game right around the time the dinner's on the table. Fun things like that. It's Thanksgiving for me, it's just really football. And hopefully we get 3 good games, but none of them look too appeasing at this point, unfortunately, with, you know, injuries, the Detroit Lions not being very good, the Cowboys having some COVID issues. But in terms of Bay Area specific Thanksgiving traditions, I don't know if there's anything really they do special out here.
Okay, fair enough. And what's going to be on the What's on the Pasquini table for the holiday?
Oh man, you know we're the Pasquini squad is pretty generic when it comes to Thanksgiving. We do the turkey. You know, we get the turkey in nice and early. I mean, it's probably defrosting as we speak. Mashed potatoes, stuffing, deviled eggs, all the fun generic green beans. I'm a sucker for my mom's. What is it? She puts cinnamon, ground cinnamon, sugar, all that on the yams. I think they're called candy yams. But yeah, we're a pretty basic family when it comes to Thanksgiving. I don't think we have really any special tropes.
All right, fair enough. And he's Andrew Pasquini. He is the co-host of the Sprint Right Option podcast. So, Andrew, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell the listeners out there what the Sprint Right Option podcast is all about.
Yeah, so it's me and my co-host, Jason Aponte. We record twice a week, one on Monday reviewing the games that happen, one on Friday previewing the game coming up. So we're going to have another episode coming up here on Friday. We like to keep things nice and loose. We try and be as analytical as we can be. Jason watches a lot of the tape, so he's one of the smarter football minds that I know. He knows what he's talking about. So he's somebody, if you're looking into following the 49ers and just football in general, he's a very good fantasy football mind. Go give him a follow. That's Jason Aponte 2103. But yeah, we just try and keep it nice and loose, have fun conversations with the 49ers. And we just try and have it be a place where, hey, the Niners lose. There's a lot of places to talk about every Niners loss as if it's doom and gloom. We try and look at it more in a positive light. We try and keep things light and positive. We even have a segment where things, you know, when the Niners are on a four-game losing streak, things like that, we say, hey, say something positive about the Niners. Let's have fun with it. So, yeah, that's what I think makes us different. And, I mean, him and I have become pretty good friends over the year and a half we've done this. So we have a pretty good rapport with it. And, you know, if you guys want to have fun while talking Niners, we also live stream the show. So if you want to watch us live, ask us questions as well. We like to get the fans, you know, people who watch us and listen to us involved as well.
All right, fair enough. And again, Andrew, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as they can find your co-host Jason on social media, the Sprint Right Option podcast, and any websites you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Perfect. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Pasquini Andrew. Pasquini is Pasquini. As I said, Jason Aponte, you can find him at Jason Aponte 2103. And Aponte is APONTE. As I said, we record twice a week. You can find us live at 5:30 Pacific time, Mondays and Fridays, on Jason Aponte's YouTube channel. If you can't watch us live at the time, you can find us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts at, the Sprint Right Option podcast, the famous play called that for the catch, Joe Montana to Dwight Clark, the Sprint Right Option podcast.
Awesome, awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Andrew Pasquini, the co-host of the Sprint Right Option podcast. The podcast is dedicated to all things related to the NFL's San Francisco 49ers. Andrew, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, man, and have a great one. And if you ever want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Beautiful. Hey, I'm looking forward to it. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you very much, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome, and we'll be back with more right after this.
On a second down 10, Sermon and Samuel in the backfield. It's a give to Deebo Samuel, and he's gliding his way all the way into the end zone, and that's a 49er touchdown, Deebo Samuel.
George Kittle here.
Is Kittle your guy? This is Deebo Samuel. From the pocket, end zone throw, touchdown, Brandon Ayuk. Garoppolo fires into the end zone, and that's a touchdown, 49ers.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits. Just a dollar.
So
don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Tom Thumb for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Tom Thumb for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Tom Thumb Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit TomThumb.com/for you for program details.
George Kittle.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Randall's For You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Randall's For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randall's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/for you for program details.
The Bid podcast from BlackRock breaks down what's happening in the markets and explores the forces changing investing. We cover topics like the megatrends shaping our future, how the COVID-19 crisis will impact markets in 2021, and why companies should lead with purpose. Listen to The Bid wherever you get your podcasts.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
Socks are the number one most requested item at homeless shelters. Underwear second, and shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear, and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Albertsons For You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Albertsons For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Albertsons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Albertsons.com/for you for program details.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So get a Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just a buck each.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Star Market For You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Star Market For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/for you for program details. You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Star Market for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're going to need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/foryou for program details.
To inspire tomorrow's brightest minds, educators need today's best tools. Introducing Verizon Innovative Learning HQ, the next-gen online portal that helps educators inspire curiosity through free access to immersive educational experiences and standards-based lessons and training. Educators can integrate the latest technology into the classroom and bring out the best in their students. It's all part of our commitment to help close the digital divide and leave no educator behind. Register today at Verizon.com/learning.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep. Occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports. When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep. Occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com.
Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Only Wendy's serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit. Our hot, buttery breakfast biscuits are loaded with a fresh cracked egg, cheese, and your choice of bacon or sausage. And right now at Wendy's, they're only a buck each.
Wendy's breakfast biscuits, just a dollar.
So don't take a chance with those other guys. Bet your buck on a better breakfast with Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
If you want to take your vehicle's performance to new heights, you got to give it peak. Like our original equipment technology, antifreeze, and coolant. Our formulas match the vehicle manufacturer's technology requirements so that we have the perfect match for every vehicle. That's one reason why Peak is among the fastest growing brands of coolant in America. We work harder to earn the trust of people like you every day. That's Peak Performance.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Jewel Osco for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit JewelOsco.com/foryou for program details. You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Shaw's for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Shaw's for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Shaw's Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit shaws.com/foryou for program details.
Only Wendy serves a better breakfast with a better biscuit.
Wendy's breakfast biscuit, just a dollar.
So get a Wendy's bacon or sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit for just a buck each.
Limited time only during breakfast hour. U.S. price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in a combo. Excludes honey butter chicken biscuit.
When the craving hits, Wingstop delivers. Because nothing's better than our wings in 11 mouth-watering, soul-satisfying flavors. Go boneless. Go classic, go lemon pepper, or spicy Korean Q. Whatever you choose, you'll be satisfied. Go to Wingstop.com now and get it delivered right to your door. Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Pavilions for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Pavilions for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Pavilions Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit pavilions.com/foryou for program details.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Andrew Pasquini, the co-host of the Sprint Right Option podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting San Francisco 49ers content and giving us the insight on what's currently going on with the team and also some other things happening in the Bay Area. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
When you love your team, you spend every moment wondering what they're doing. Well, stop wondering. Get Contour TV from Cox and follow them anywhere, anytime with the Contour app. Plus, use your voice remote to search and filter games or record one that starts past bedtime. Because even a 24/7 fan has to sleep, occasionally. Learn more at cox.com/sports.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Jewel Osco for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Jewel Osco for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Jewel Osco Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit jewelosco.com/foryou for program details.